What's going on, everybody? It's me, Matt, coming at you with episode number 2 of the Eyes in the Baseball podcast. A lot has happened since last week's episode number 1, in which that episode I went on a rant, screaming and yelling. Not going to be like that today, but basically, if you hadn't heard it, go listen to it. I posted a little clip on YouTube that got a lot of views, and so it was a very successful launch of the podcast. And I thank everyone who chimed in and listened to it. It was a lot of fun doing, but I was ranting a lot in it, and it was because Rob Manfred called the trophy a piece of trash, basically a piece of metal. not going to be like that this week, but if you got the time, go listen to it. This week, we start with the Yankees. Luis Severino is going to have Tommy John surgery. The Yankees are my favorite team, so I might talk about the Yankees a little bit more than I should in these podcasts, but this is a big blow for the New York Yankees. This is a big blow. And a lot of people will kind of downgrade it and say, oh, well, the Yankees won 103 games basically without Luis Severino last year and a lot of other pieces. But it really isn't about the regular season. I mean, the Yankees are going to probably finish with about the same amount of wins. Who knows if they can get even more than 103 wins? Who knows? But, I mean, a lot of guys already are going down. Giancarlo Stanton's going to miss the start of the season, most likely. James Paxton, it'll be ready by May or June. So these are some really big blows for the New York Yankees to start the year. And the biggest one has got to be Luis Severino. I mean, he won't be ready until, I don't know, May, June of 2021. And so that's basically over 2 years that Luis Severino has not been healthy. And you can date it back to even, what, All-Star Game 2018. So this is a big blow. And like I said, it's not really about the regular season. The Yankees are still going to be probably around the same win total. You can make the argument that they may have to battle a little bit more with the Rays because the Rays are a very good team, but I can't see a scenario where the Rays can actually jump the New York Yankees because the Yankees are loaded, especially with Gerrit Cole. Especially, and you look at the signing of Gerrit Cole. Imagine if they didn't have Gerrit Cole. Then you start to really panic. Because going to the playoffs, Masahiro Tanaka is your number one pitcher. And he's a really good pitcher in the postseason. He's got a crazy ERA. But you ain't winning a World Series with just Masahiro Tanaka. And you look on the trade block for potential moves this coming trade deadline. We've heard names like Robbie Ray. And you know, that class, that middle class type of that middle class group. Now, there is one player out there that Buster Olney, I heard yesterday, pointed out. What if the Texas Rangers could potentially go ahead and make Corey Kluber available? That would be interesting. Because Corey Kluber is, and it all depends on how Corey Kluber pitches this upcoming season for the Texas Rangers. Because last year, I mean, he's been injury prone, he hasn't been Corey Kluber, put it that way. And if he is Corey Kluber, the Yankees have the talent to get a guy like Corey Kluber, and I don't see why they wouldn't give up that talent. I mean, you just spent 9 years over $325 million on Gerrit Cole. They are all in right now. If Corey Kluber is Corey Kluber and the Texas Rangers of the trade deadline are willing to give him up in a deal, and I think he might be a free agent at year's end, that's a no-doubter. Brian Cashman's got to make that move. Right now, as it looks, I think the Yankees are still in a great position to win a World Series, but it's going to be a little bit more challenging because Luis Severino is that good of a pitcher. He is a solid number two, potential number one. But he will not be ready. He won't even be ready till 2021. Let's move on to the Boston Red Sox. So the Boston Red Sox are currently in the middle of their own cheating scandal in which they illegally stole signs led by Alex Cora using a monitor in the Red Sox clubhouse. That's illegal. You can't do that. Sorry. So the Red Sox, and it's not anything, it was reported that it's not anything close to what the Astros did, but they still did something illegal. So Rob Manfred, a week and a half ago, said that this week we would be getting the suspension news, that they would hand down the suspension. There was a couple other guys that they had to re-interview because things came up, but this week we would definitely receive a suspension. We have not received any suspension, and it was reported by Peter Gammons of the MLB Network that it's going to be handed down sometime maybe next week or the week after, early March. So what is going on? Because it was already reported that at the start of spring training, trying to get it done before spring training, something would happen. But we haven't heard anything. Ken Rosenthal, who has been on this like no tomorrow, breaking all these stories, the one who broke the Astros story, he has been quiet about this. I'm not Ken Rosenthal, but he doesn't even, I bet he really doesn't even know what's going on. It's so strange that I find it really, really odd that there's been silence with this Red Sox investigation. So what could it potentially mean? It's really tough to say. We don't know which way the commissioner is leaning. We don't know what evidence they have. Will there even be a suspension? We know Alex Cora is definitely going to get the hammer one way or the other, but what kind of suspension will the Red Sox see? Couldn't tell you. But I just find it so odd, and I just wanted to make a point out there. I find it so, so odd that the Red Sox have received nothing. Now, could this actually be something even more than just the monitor thing? Could it be doing things even worse? It could be. But I can't really see a suspension worse than the Astros, because then you would have to suspend the Astros even more. So it's going to be really interesting to see just what happens with this whole Red Sox investigation. And I'll be the first, when that news breaks, you can bet I will be right on here talking to you guys. So on to the last topic that I wanted to talk about today, which is a sort of funny one if you're a baseball fan, but not if you're the Diamondbacks. So Madison Bumgarner came out and admitted to using the name, what was it? I think it was Michael Saunders. Yeah, Michael Saunders, and participating in rodeos. And he actually won over $20,000 in doing it. Can you believe that? That is something I could definitely see Madison Bumgarner doing. He is that type of dude to go and participate in rodeos in the off season. Like, what? But the Diamondbacks GM, Mike Hansel, has come out and say, said that he's, quote, okay with Madison Bumgarner and what he wants and his other interests come the offseason. I can guarantee you he is not okay with this. You're telling me that they just gave him a big contract over $80 million and Madison Bumgarner is going to participate in rodeos in the offseason, riding on horses? I mean, it's not a bull. But, I mean, a lot of things happen with horses. And, I mean, I'm not a rodeo expert, but I see a lot of guys falling off of horses and doing things. Madison Bumgarner's already had some interesting injuries throughout the years, falling off of things. So, I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. It doesn't concern me. I think it's hilarious that Madison Bumgarner is doing this. And I can see him once he retires, just I think he has like a ranch and everything. I think he lives in Arizona, which is a big part of him going there, and he has a whole ranch of horses and everything. But the fact that he admitted to the name Michael Saunders signing up in the rodeo, and I find it hilarious. But and their Diamondbacks GM, I bet you he's, I wouldn't say he's fuming, but he's certainly concerned and not happy. I can bet you behind closed doors, he's like, did I really give $80 million to this guy who in the offseason could get seriously hurt and out for the year? I think the Giants minor league team is having like a night, like a rodeo Madison Bumgarner night, I think, maybe releasing a bobblehead. I saw that on social media, on Twitter, like earlier this morning. So this whole story it's great. It really is great. Anyways, guys, thank you for listening today. Really hope you enjoyed episode number 2. Episode number 3 will probably, maybe, depending on whenever Rob Manfred concludes his investigation, maybe will be when the investigation concludes and the suspensions, if there is any. I mean, who knows? We really don't know anything about it, but there certainly will be one with Alex Cora. But so whenever that drops, I'll be here with my live reaction talking to you guys about it. And so whether it's next week, the following week, I'll be right on here talking about it, but there will be a episode, you know, definitely sometime next week. So anyways, thank you guys for listening, and hope you have a really great rest of your day.